To my fallen comrades and their families, and to all the soldiers of 361 who served with us in Afghanistan. Of comfort no man speak. Let's talk of graves, of worms, and epitaphs. Shakespeare, Richard II. 1st Platoon, Bravo Troop 361 Cavalry, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, Alpha Section, 1st Lieutenant Andrew Bunderman, Staff Sergeant Clinton Romachet, Sergeant Joshua Hart, Sergeant Bradley Larson, Specialist Nicholas Davidson, Specialist Justin Gregory, Specialist Zachary Coppice, Specialist Timothy Kugler, Private First Class Josh Danley, Bravo Section, Sergeant First Class Frank Guerrero, Staff Sergeant James Stanley, Sergeant Justin Gallegos, Sergeant Joshua Kirk, Specialist Kyle Knight, Specialist Stephen Mace, Specialist Thomas Rasmussen, Specialist Ryan Wilson, Private First Class Christopher Jones. Attachments: Sergeant Armando Avalos Jr., Forward Observer, Specialist Alan Kucher, Medic. Black Knight Troop, Cop Keating, Headquarters Platoon, Captain Stony Portis, 1st Sergeant Ron Burton, Red Platoon, 1st Lieutenant Andrew Munderman, Sergeant 1st Class Frank Guerrero, White Platoon, 1st Lieutenant Jordan Bellamy, Sergeant 1st Class Jeff Jacobs, Blue Platoon, 1st Lieutenant Ben Salentine, Sergeant 1st Class Jonathan Hill. International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, Afghanistan, May through October 2009, Bagram Airfield, Kabul. General Stanley McChrystal, Commander, ISAF. General David McKernan, Commander, ISAF. Fob Fenty, Jalalabad Airfield, Nangarhar Province. Colonel Randy George, Commander, 4th Brigade Combat Team. Fob Bostic, Kunar Province. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Brown, Squadron Commander, 361 Cavalry. Cop Keating, Nuristan Province. Captain Melvin Porter, Commander, Outgoing Black Knight Troop. Captain Stony Portis, Commander, Incoming Black Knight Troop. Lieutenant Robert Hull, Executive Officer, Black Knight Troop. Introduction. It doesn't get better. 0545 AM, Red Platoon Barracks, Combat Outpost Keating, Nuristan Province, Afghanistan. Zach Coppice lay in his bunk, half awake with an ear tuned to the radio in the next hooch, a few feet down the hallway. In the pre-dawn darkness, he was anticipating the call. The deeply unwelcome summons that usually arrived just a few minutes before he was slated to pull early morning guard duty. Sure enough, like clockwork, there it was. "Hey, could somebody tell my relief to get on out here?" came the static charge voice over the combat network. "I really need to take a shit." Coppice sighed. Every morning, it was the same deal. Josh Hart, one of Red Platoon's 4 team leaders, and therefore a man who outranked Coppice by a full grade and nearly 5 years of service, could never quite make it to the end of his early morning shift without needing to ease his volcanic surge in his bowels. Hence the request, which was really more of an order for whoever was relieving him to get up early and hoof it out to the armored Humvee known as LRAS-1 on the eastern side of the outpost so Hart could make a dash for the latrines, which lay 100 yards to the west. Somehow, it seemed to Coppice, it was invariably him and never anyone else who was on the receiving end of that call. But as he reminded himself when he levered out of his bunk and threw on